You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the series on the Sabbath in the New Testament. First, Gentiles kept the Sabbath in Antioch. That's right. They didn't have a Sunday morning sunrise service. They kept the Sabbath day in Antioch. Paul went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, Acts 13:14. Jews and Gentile converts worshipped there. It tells us that in verses 16 and 26. And after preaching the Gospels, after teaching the Gospel, the Gentiles asked that those words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. That's right, a week later, next Sabbath, not the next day, Sunday. Hey, it's the Lord's Day. Let's keep the Sunday. Let's have a church service. The Gentiles begged that they could hear more next Sabbath. So Gentiles keeping the Sabbath in the synagogue, verse 42. They were already Sabbath keepers, these Gentiles, because they had been converted and taught the truth. And after they received Jesus, they wanted to hear more. Paul didn't say, well, you know what? Sunday's now the Lord's Day. Let's find a place to have a regular meeting every Sunday, and I'll teach y'all tomorrow. No, Paul was going to work the next day. He was a tent maker. Sunday was a work day, not a worship day. Then the next Sabbath, tells us in verse 44, the whole city came together to hear the word of God. A whole Gentile city coming to a synagogue on the Sabbath to hear God's word. Not man's tradition. They didn't go to their pagan sunrise, Sunday, first day of the week, pagan worship places. They came to the synagogue on the Sabbath day to hear it. Now, let's take a look at Acts chapter 15. There was a council meeting. The leaders of this new way of life, it was called the Way. They get together, and they're going to discuss this problem they have. What are they going to do with all of these Gentiles they're gathering together? In Acts chapter 15, verses 1, 2, 5, over and over, it tells us all over the place that there's this problem. The church decided that the Gentiles were saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's verse 11. And they put out four things that they should do. And that's where people always stop reading. They stop reading. Oh, these are the four things that we have to do if we're believers, and we don't have to do anything else. Well, you know, if you keep reading, let me find the verse here, I judge to you, you should not abstain, on and on it goes. Let me see here, find it very good. It says, and then Moses was preached every Sabbath in the synagogue. That's right. Those four things were the no shirt, no shoes, no service, don't do these things, you know, sexual immorality, things strangled from blood. People always stop and they say, oh, that's it. That's all we have to do. And he says, no, Moses is preached. You hear the law. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.